The Denny Schaefer Show.
Yep.
On Q105.
Live and local in the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. What else could I spell? Come on. Three's kind of a nice, you know, it works. 419 TOL.
Yeah.
OHIO.
No, I think you're good. I think anymore you get a little wordy or lettery.
Whatever. Mostly sunny today and pretty nice day with a high of 80. 66 here at the Q. All right, joining us in studio, it's our friend Mary Smith from Smith Bond and Charity, sponsor of the Daily Dope of the Day. How are you, Mary? Wait a minute. Where are you? What has happened to you?
I'm here.
Where is the woman that we met? How many years ago you've been our sponsor here? How much weight have you lost?
83 pounds so far.
Doesn't she look amazing?
Yeah.
And you're all gorgeous. Tan. Did you just
wear your I'm trying to get tan a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she feels my better. Skin and...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, no. You go to Florida.
You look good,
okay.
though. You look
Thanks,
very healthy.
Guys. I feel and, great.
All right, so what are you wearing Friday night? You got two tables?
I did get two tables.
You're a bragger. Thank you for supporting our veterans.
Oh, my God. I love the veterans, and I love what you're doing, and I love the party, and
there's a
my
cool
friends
thing.
Are all excited.
There's a cool thing that some veterans in Fulton County, some veterans groups got together. Because they heard about the party.
Yeah.
And they took a collection amongst some of the veterans groups in Fulton County. And they're going to be there to present Ken with a check before the party starts.
Oh, that's awesome.
How cool is that?
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Yeah, this is going to be a special party Friday
Sounds
night.
Like oh, it is.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord, It'll fix that weather.
It'll be great.
Anyway, what are you wearing? Let's talk about something important.
Well, I have an outfit that is kind of, I think it's more early 70s, though.
That's
all
right.
It's got the bell sleeves on it.
No, that's cool. No, okay. That'll work.
Okay.
When we do the cavalcade of costumes
on
stage, you better be up there. Okay?
Okay.
Better get up there.
Okay.
And by the way, did I tell you that I have a special security guard who's going to be my security that night?
I don't know that you've actually mentioned it, but I think I know who it is.
I think you started to tell us, then you got sidetracked.
Roy Boy.
He is coming.
He's coming up from Tennessee.
Yeah,
he's driving up here to be my bodyguard. He was always my muscle back in the day. So we won't have a lot of that crazy chaos like we did last year.
Well,
Roy Boy won't be
letting
you. Anyway, but we will be doing I never did it before because not enough people dressed up. Last year,
they were awesome.
There were so many people dressed up in the 60s and 70s.
You had to parade them.
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to do it so they got to come out and.
I love it too.
You just
got to
be careful, make sure they don't fall off the stage.
Yeah. Right.
Or
it
do it early
slow
before they get
down.
Hammered.
Yeah,
no,
but my costume, they just go across. It's great.
Yeah,
you just stand there
on
the grass.
My costume
kind of
looks more like a Janis Joplin costume.
That's
cool.
What's got
that's
me a little
all right.
worried.
That's all
now,
right.
don't worry about it. Okay. That's fine. It's going to be fun. You're participating.
It is
going to be fun.
It's a great time. We're all looking forward to it.
It is. And yeah. So am I. All right, so what do you got for us as far as the dope of the day?
Well, yesterday we had a funeral, and the dope of the day is the man who cut in the procession.
Oh, yes, yes.
Local, local.
Orange pickup truck or what? SUV cuts in the procession just to turn into a restaurant. I mean, it wasn't even anything. It's like, come on.
My sweet sister-in-law, Mary, may she rest in peace.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yes.
We're going from Christ the King over to Sylvania, where she's buried. So we're going down Sylvania Avenue, and this dipsy dude, and I knew he was going to do it. I could see him speeding up, gets by me, and all of a sudden, boom, slams in and cuts into going to Franklin Park Mall. I'm like, really?
For that.
Just for that. I'm telling you, that is bad juju. That's a bad omen to put on yourself when you screw with a funeral procession.
It's cutting in to go to a hospital. Then I'd get it.
Here's what I want to know. Yeah, if you have an emergency, sure, but you don't have an emergency, got to get to the mall.
No.
Here's the thing. Let's just say, and I think people ought to start doing this. I know I'm doing it the next time I'm in a procession. I'm going to have my phone out or have one of my kids. Anybody who cuts in, I want you to take pictures of cars or video it, have one with video one, and I'm going to post it on Facebook.
You know, that's a good idea.
Look at this douche.
Yeah, we should have done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is just, it's so ridiculous.
It's just wrong.
Did you do that with texters and drivers?
I believe it's illegal too. I'm not.
Oh, it is illegal.
Yeah, I mean, but.
But whoever gets a ticket for that?
No.
Right.
Never, but they should. That's when I wish I had electrical charge on my car where I could just send like some kind of laser zapper to these morons.
Oh, man, I tell you, that guy drove me nuts. And I tried to, I was listening to you the other day, I tried to memorize that license plate, right? Because I was going to run it.
Yeah.
I was going to write him a letter and everything, but I was I didn't do it. I should have.
I like the idea of taking a picture and posting it, though.
Yeah, I didn't run anything.
Yeah, she's joking. She would never run anything because I think there's we have laws against that or something.
No, I can run it.
Oh, you can?
She can. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, screw it. You get the license plate
to us. I'm no, you didn't. Officer of the court. I could have gone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You can. Citizen's arrest.
That's right.
That would have been awesome.
Like Bernie Fight.
That's right. That's your one bullet in the chamber. Well, I'm sorry that that happened to you.
Yeah, but, you know.
All right, what else is going on? Well, if you're listening, dude, come on down to the station because we have a certificate for you that says what, Susan?
You are the dope of the day, brought to you by Smith Bonds and Surety on Toledo's Q105.
Anything else going on with you,
Just
Mary?
Working hard. We're doing a lot of bonds right now, property bonds for probate, getting people's their estates set up, doing a lot of that recently. Unfortunately, but that's what we're doing. And guardianship bonds are big right now. And, of course, still working on the bail bonds all over the country.
Chasing after those guys that don't show up.
Yeah.
You got anything brewing right now you can
talk about? No, we're doing really good.
Oh,
yeah.
A good thing.
Yeah, we're doing real good. But we're just still fighting to save some states. Delaware just fought and won. We fought and won there.
Nice.
But, yep. So that's all that's going on. I'm so excited
She's
for Friday,
ready
guys.
For party.
I'm plugging you this day.
She'll be there.
You got to find Susie and I our table.
Okay, I will.
We
don't spot you.
All right, 9:32. Okay.